You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason, broadcasting to you live today from the iHotel here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois for the U of I Extension's 2015 annual conference. We're joined now by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast. As folks were coming in today, Drew, many of them said we blew in because, frankly, they fought winds all the way here from all across the state. It's part and parcel of a pretty good-sized storm that's wreaking havoc in all kinds of parts of the nation. Tell me about it.
That's absolutely true. It has had influence from the interior southeastern states all the way up into Canada, actually. The heart of the prairies right now having blizzard conditions from the same upper-level low. It's actually quite complicated. We have an upper-level low up in Canada, and we have a deep low-pressure system that is moving through a part of the Midwest, and it is controlling the weather for a big part of North America right now. The worst is probably over for many folks, but we've seen some pretty hefty rains that occurred the last 24 hours from eastern parts of Texas and Louisiana, even Mississippi, northward into parts of the Midwest. There were some severe thunderstorms, some tornadoes reported. There was rain totals running from 1 to 4 and local 5-inch amounts down across the lower Mississippi Basin area. And out to the west, in parts of hard red winter wheat country yesterday, anywhere from 4 to 12 inches occurred, with northwestern portions of Kansas reporting more than 20 inches of snow in a 24-hour period of time, with moisture content in that running upwards to an inch and a half, almost 2 inches. So pretty impressive stuff. And blizzard conditions did occur yesterday in the northwestern part of hard red winter wheat country. And, of course, we've got the same conditions right now in parts of Canada.
Will we get the colder weather here in our part of the world soon?
Eventually. It's going to come in little chunks. We will see colder weather this weekend across the Midwest. We'll have temperatures just a little bit below average. Highs will be in the 20s and 30s across the north and probably in the 40s in the south. That's not too bad for this time of year. It'll be a little bit of a shock to most of us since it's been warm here recently. But I think as we move forward into the end of the month, we're probably going to run into some reinforcing cold that'll be a little bit more impressive, and perhaps we'll get involved with a little snowfall eventually. But that's probably not going to occur anywhere in the lower Midwest for a while.
We'd be amiss if we didn't take up other parts of the world, starting South America.
Certainly, conditions right now in Brazil are looking relatively good. We still have a less-than-normal rainfall pattern occurring across some of the northern parts of the country, and that's going to continue for the next couple of weeks. The end result of that is not necessarily threatening to crops as long as they get rain on a pretty routine basis. The lighter amounts will be evaporated away a little bit quicker than usual, so the need for timely rain will be ongoing through the balance of this month and into December. Argentina looks pretty good. We should see a good timing of rain and sunshine occurring, alternating periods of both taking place. It should be a good environment for planting there. And looking further overseas, looks like conditions in Australia are going to start drying down again after about a week to 10 days worth of beneficial rain for some of the summer crop areas. The drier weather will be good for harvest of winter crops. So, and China keeps getting abundant precipitation. Their wheat crop is going to be tremendous in the spring if they are.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to pick up your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. The number to call, 800-898-1065 or farmassetsconference.com.